Okay, that was Pata Pata, Eight Mrs. Croon, and the album is Digital Single. Now, are we going to be doing a Zulu dance, or am I going to be speaking to Kurt Ackerman? Kurt, tell us, you are the CEO of, and what is it, what's it all about?
So I head up a non-profit called the South African Urban Food and Farming Trust. And we are hosting a two-week event program kicking off next week called the Food Indaba, which we've been doing since 2014.
Now, I'm intrigued, and I love this thing, because you're talking about AI and how this impacts on things. And by the way, the event, the citywide event, is between the 7th and the 20th of July, so it starts next week.
That's correct.
Okay. And the AI component is, I think, intrigued me. You said the question arises, how do we make sure African voices are heard?
Hmm.
Do we ensure culinary traditions, farming wisdom, and food systems shape AI rather than being shaped by it?
Yeah.
Tell us about, you know, where your head is about that, because I know your background. You came in 2020, was it? Or 2010?
Which?
Iranian food market.
Yeah, we got started with the Iranian City Farm in 2012, started the market, and over the last decade we've been working with informal farmers across the Cape Flats, over 1,300 now, and along the way have this annual event program to bring a lot of those voices and diversity into talking about the issues. And the issue of the moment that's really, I think almost everyone is using it or thinking about it or it's in the headlines, is AI. And so last year we decided that we would focus on it for this year, which is a bit kind of unusual. A lot of people, if they think of AI and food, they'll think of robots driving tractors or drones and remote sensing, and that's not at all what we're talking about. It's really, as you were alluding to, how do African food cultures need stories, recipes, factor? And the reality is right now it doesn't. One of the stats we work with is that these large language models that like ChatGPT, they have less than 5% of their data is about Africa, and less than 3% of that 5% comes from Africa. So our stories, our recipes, our languages, all of these things are essentially absent. So how do we ensure those stories are there if we want them to be? And how do we learn to use these tools in ways that make sense before they use us? Because AI is reshaping the world, including our recipes, our kitchens, our personal diets and nutrition, in all of these ways. So that's part of what we'll be unpacking for the next 2 weeks.
Well, it's quite interesting because when Spo was speaking about dance, how do you bring in Africa into the dance tradition as opposed to only the one particular strategy? Outlook one had before. So tell us, I mean, if we want to get involved between the 7th and 20th, some of the events that you're having that we could tap into.
So there's a lot. We can't go through all of them here. There's over
20. Yes.
Yeah. So I think some of the more interesting ones to start with are the walking tours. So we offer kind of behind the scenes street food walking tours of places that many people aren't comfortable getting to. So within the Belleville CBD, for example, there's this amazingly diverse street food culture in that area where if you're a commuter and you go through that part, you know it. It's part of day-to-day life. But getting the Pan-African street food culture, access to that, how the market works, where the people come from, it is where so much imported food from the continent and elsewhere comes in. So it's the behind-the-scenes look with some very interesting characters and delicious food. A similar walking tour in Langa, fantastic. We're also doing a book launch with Kim Bagley at the Book Lounge on Friday, which is great. And that's, we're referring to that as Between the Lines. So as an author and a recipe producer, how does she then grapple with telling her stories? How does she work with AI or not? How does she think that's changing food and food culture? We've got an amazing walking tour of the Aziko Museum exhibition called Humanity. So in human evolution, how has diet, nutrition, and food shaped who we are, our diversity, our bodies, our minds, our brains? So a fantastic private tour with curator Wendy Black there. And then we've got cooking and eating. Of course, we can't just talk about food. So we've got two amazing dining experiences on each Saturday coming up. And I would encourage everyone to have a look and they'll find something of interest.
Now, if we want to find your program, how do we do that?
So the website is foodindaba.org, O-R-G.
Just go slowly.
Foodindaba.org.
Okay. Foodindaba.org.
And tickets are on Quicket if you want to go looking there.
Okay. But a little bit more about this looking at Africa. As I say, it's interesting that that we're not well represented in the art arena. It's actually interesting. I've seen since the 1980s that people are looking more and more at Africa. And I think it's even more dominant now with things like 154, the art event in two or three major cities. Look, one a continent, 54 countries, and looking at art in that arena. Do you think something like that could happen in the food arena?
Absolutely. So we've got a strong interest in climate-resilient crops, in local culture. We have sorghum. We have, you know, other plants that do really, really well but weren't part of the mainstream kind of staple grains around the world. Your kind of mealies and so on are imported from the Americas. But as our climates change, people are looking for other kinds of crops that require fewer pesticides and fertilizers and those kinds of things. And then also Cape Town in particular, but Africa is increasingly recognized as diverse and fascinating food cultures. And so from West Africa to our tip of Africa and beyond, we're seeing really remarkable cooks, culinary storytellers, there's a lot of interest, definitely.
Okay. And some of them I see are going to restaurants and actually having a set menu or try out menus, or have I got that incorrect?
So in the Food Indaba this week, we've got two special dining events. These are once-off events. One is something that we're playing with artificial intelligence and talking about ancestral intelligence and fungi, and so the mycelium that connect plants and an ecosystem. So six different courses with different kinds of fungi on the plate and talking about the interconnections. And then the other is about what's called the Columbian Exchange. So how did these plants come from the Americas to Africa and back and forth, and how do we get our potatoes and our mealies and so on? So incredible stories along with delicious food that I highly recommend.
Well, it sounds like a delicious program, and I'm starving. So I'm sure people will want to find out more about it. So we're going to repeat the website again, and they'll even be able to click on program or Food Indaba. So the thing that we need to know is it's called?
So it's the foodindaba.org, and it is from the 7th to the 20th. We also have a great program with the Science Center. If you've got little kids, teens, and cooking,
yes,
food
jam. Oh, yes, I know about the Science Center.
So something for everyone.
Okay, so we've just been speaking to Kurt Ackerman. Not only does he know about food, but what goes behind it. So folks, do get onto their website, find out what's happening, get out there, and fill up, and don't starve, enjoy.